testimony in a court case, actually a deposition, a statement given by a convicted terrorist, a case that is years old, may have been brought back to life by testimony earlier this month about the Al-Qaeda-sponsored 9/11-2001 attacks. Former Al-Qaeda operative and convicted terrorist Zacharias Moussaoui has given statements that members of the Saudi royal family were major Al-Qaeda donors in the late 1990s. Moussaoui gave his account to an attorney representing the family of former FBI counterterrorism chief John P. O'Neill, who died in those 9/11 attacks. John O'Neill was believed to be among the most knowledgeable U.S. officials on the connection between the late Osama bin Laden and the Saudi royal family. The role of the Gulf countries, and especially Saudi Arabia, in confronting global terrorism is expected to be discussed at this week's Obama administration controversial summit on extremism, where the terms Muslim or Islamic are being deliberately downplayed. Attorney Jerry Goldman represents John O'Neill's family and other families of September 11th victims. His claims against the Saudis are backed by calls for further investigation from 9/11 Commission members Bob Kerry and John Lehman, as well as Congressional Joint Inquiry Chair Bob Graham. Jerry Goldman joins me now right here in the studio. Welcome.
Hi, how you doing?
So, first of all, what was this testimony like that you actually received back in October, but the details are only just coming out now?
We met him in Supermax, which is the highest security prison the United States possesses in the middle of the Rockies.
And he reached out to you directly, right?
That is correct. He had sent a letter to the district court judge over the summer requesting to meet with us. We were not able to achieve government permission to see him. He wrote me a letter through an intermediary, which I received in September. We then again asked the government, and at that point they said okay. And then he wrote a third letter, which was sent to the judge in the Arab Bank financing case.
Now, it's not unknown for people in supermax prisons to send letters to attorneys saying, hey, I'm innocent, please come and help me. How skeptical, how enthusiastic were you about this testimony or about the motives of Zacharias Moussaoui?
I was skeptical that I was actually allowed to speak to him. He's under what are called special administrative measures. Of the 215,000 federal prisoners, 450 are at Supermax. Of those, about 50 have special administrative measures, which means they're not allowed to contact the outside world. So we were rather surprised that he was able to reach out to us.
And does his testimony benefit his case in any way?
He has nothing to gain from this testimony. He has absolutely nothing to gain by this testimony except for telling the truth.
And what is he saying about the Saudis? It's a relationship that goes back to the 1990s. It may be irrelevant to what's going on today.
I would suggest it's part of a broad historical pattern. The behavior, or rather the bad behavior, as we allege, of the Saudi royal family goes back a considerable period of time, and perhaps it's still continuing. That relevance is important, and most importantly, it's relevance that the American people as a whole, not just the victims of 9/11, understand what happened and that people are finally held accountable for the wrongs that they caused.
So, number one, need to know. Number two, there's a cover-up going on because the U.S. government, for its own reasons, is shielding the Saudis, in your view.
In our view, all of the information has not been released, be it materials gathered by the 9/11 Commission that was supposed to be released, be it the 28 pages from the Joint Congressional Inquiry.
Right, which we've talked about on this program.
All sorts of other pieces have not been released. We've been working at this for 12 years. We've made a lot of progress. There's more progress to be made. But we are confident at this point that when all the evidence is revealed, our theory of the case linking the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia to 9/11 will be found in a court of law, and that the American people and the victims will have justice.
I want to talk about John O'Neill for a moment, but quickly, are you going to file motions? Will this case come back into court? Do you have standing to actually pursue this? Because it's really been in a state of limbo for a while.
It's been in a state of limbo. It's gone up and down. It's been to the Supreme Court twice already. The United States Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit last December ruled that we could sue the kingdom. The kingdom tried to get the Supreme Court to change that decision. Supreme Court denied that in June. The kingdom filed a renewed motion to dismiss this past fall. And then right after they filed that renewed motion to dismiss, we were contacted by Mr. Mousavi.
Now, the Saudis, of course, are fighting you in court. The Saudis deny these allegations. When we think about John P. O'Neill, when he died, probably a lot of the knowledge about what the Saudi royal family's relationship to Osama bin Laden was died with him. When you were speaking with Zacharias Moussaoui, what were your thoughts about John O'Neill and what he might have asked Zacharias Moussaoui if he were alive?
I think John O'Neill would have been happy that people were finally asking Zacharias Moussaoui questions. I think the question that really arises is, why didn't the government really ask Zacharias Moussaoui the questions that we did? It's clear that they didn't during the course of his trial. The judge at that trial in a recent book raised that very question. Why didn't they try to flip him?
Did Zacharias Moussaoui say he was working for the Saudis?
Zacharias Moussaoui stated he was working for al-Qaeda and that al-Qaeda was being funded by the Saudis, by Saudi charities and individuals.
Do you think that's still going on today? And how much faith can you have in any summit meeting on confronting extremism with these issues still undercover?
I have no knowledge if they're still funding today. Based on a WikiLeaks piece, it was a memorandum by then-Secretary of State Clinton. Well after 9/11, she was bemoaning the fact that this was still going on. So certainly it went on past 9/11. Is it going on today? I hope not, but I have not inquired in that area.
One thing we can guarantee is those allegations will not come up at this extremism summit in Washington. Jerry Goldman, thanks so much.
Thank you, sir.
Jerry Goldman is a shareholder at Anderson Kill Law Firm, counsel to the lead plaintiffs in the 9/11 family suit against the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.